Death. Hello again, thank you for joining me today. Welcome to my channel. I am Mariswaru. If you are alive, then you are not dead, and the only thing you fear are your ideas about death and the anticipation of the unknown. But once you are dead, you no longer worry about death. The worry and the fear are only when you are alive. Fear not death while you are alive, and you will never have to worry, nor fear it ever. It is completely natural for every living being to want to maximize their existence, therefore death is everyone's greatest fear. People incarnated on Earth usually don't remember past lives, or only fragments of them, which may be attributed to other reasons. The veil of forgetfulness is strong on Earth, and so is the idea that you only live once. This veil of forgetfulness, the complete or near-complete memory wipe, is as close to a total personality reset as it can get. And taking into account the strong and emotionally intense experiences people have on Earth, it is not difficult to understand why they prefer to forget who they were in their past lives, along with all their mistakes and all the things they regret. Or else how would they even be able to live with themselves? The memory wipe is not perfect, as all the emotions and the learning experiences from past lives form and continue to define the individual in his or her present lifetime, working from well behind, working from the deepest corners of each individual's unconscious and subconscious. All that was experienced, and all that was learnt in past lives, is what forms the individual's personality, traits, and attributes, in an ever-evolving expansion of consciousness and awareness. Forgetting as much as possible who we were in past lives is necessary to be able to start over, with a new identity, a new persona, with a new set of experiences that contrast and differ from the ones of the last lifetime. But this veil of forgetfulness spawns another set of problems, as the individual feels helpless and diminished, constantly feeling cut off from the integration forces of Source. The individual can easily fall into a purely materialistic and deterministic way of thinking, causing this individual or individuals to fall into the deeply saddening conclusion that all that they are, including their consciousness, the awareness of their own existence, and everything that defines them as individuals, is only the result of chemical electric dances and impulses in a biological and material brain. This causes these individuals incarnated on Earth to easily fall victim to all kinds of opportunistic entities, in a live body and not, who wish to control the perception of incarnated beings, in order to be able to harvest their life force energy, and their realm creation, manifestation capabilities. These entities can be understood, or seen as simple oligarchs and governments who wish to control the population, or as the result of darker and shadier agendas coming from lower astral entities, or a mixture of both, where those entities work through, and with, the oligarchs and politicians in power, who rule over the population to be exploited. Anyhow, the ones that have power over a large group of the human population have managed to create manipulative strategies to control them, and one of the strongest ones is religion, whose teachings are tailored to the group of people it is aimed to control, and which basic religious ideas also evolve with time, and as required. The latest religion is science, whose teachings have become completely dogmatic, giving out conclusions which always serve their masters in power and not facts, with this losing its very essence as a truth-seeking mechanism. One of the greatest population control mechanisms besides religion is fear, although they go hand in hand, of course, as it has always been used as a deterrent against independent thinkers and people who wish to separate themselves from the establishment, and it is used basically against everybody. This brings us to the establishment and their religions, including science, to condition the population to fear death. It has become nearly a taboo, as no one wants to talk about death, even though, like it or not, everyone will have to face it at one time or another, both the death of a loved one, or having to face their own mortality. This enters into a contradiction with religions, even, if you look closely, as they talk about death as a horrible thing, and at the same time, they say that you will end up in eternal grace at the side of the Lord. I'd say, well, is it or is it not terrible? But looking at this a little deeper, most of the time it is not death itself that is feared but the process that each one of us must go through to get there. But besides the acceptance of our own mortality, and the removal of the fear of our own death, the most terrible aspect about it is when we lose someone close to us, someone we love. This terrible hurt about death many times applies more to that of others than to our own, as we are left alive missing those who have departed before us. At a funeral, worry for those who are left behind, swimming in thick grief, and not about the dead one, who is no longer suffering. Although this last statement sounds good from the point of view of the living, when you look at things from a wider perspective, this is not necessarily so. Expanding everything that I am saying here a lot more, the recently dead person is still conscious and around the world of the living, perceiving it through its etheric body, which is a lighter manifestation of his or her physical body, most often looking the same, or a like younger version, as the etheric body is the direct mirror of all the self-defining concepts and ideas a person has about him or herself. They notice all the pain their departure is causing their loved ones, and although this is part of the normal process, you must realize that the grief process is taking place on both sides. Although grieving is necessary, as part of the process of understanding what happened, as well as all the life adjustments that will come after the departure, this grief can develop into a prolonged one that can attach the newly departed person to the world of the living, and especially onto a loved one who cannot process and accept what has happened. Thus, the necessity of letting go, of permitting the person who had died to follow their path back to source. It is not abandonment, as that can never happen, it is setting them free, and with their freedom, we also set ourselves free from all our hurt, and perhaps even from our feelings of guilt. Part of the process of letting go is the release of the very idea of having to let go itself, as there is only so much we can do in that aspect. We will always carry that pain with us, deep inside, for as long as we shall live and beyond as well. But we can accept that we still have it. Accepting that it will be a part of us forever, is what I mean by letting go. And all this is exactly the same for pets as well, as there are more people, there isn't any difference at all. They are our loved ones, and our family. Sometimes on Earth, grieving for a pet may be harder than grieving for a human, as it is not understood, nor is it socially accepted by the average person, who is submerged in religious misinformation and twisted materialistic values. Missing a loved one who has departed, be it that it had hair or fur, is the hardest thing we experience in life. As one Andromedan once said, and I quote, "The love that we hold back is the pain that will follow us, incarnation through incarnation." End quote. This is only the introduction to this vast subject that also has many ramifications that are useful to our lives. I'm sending all my love and understanding to all of you out there who have lost a loved one, recently or not, and I deeply hope the next few videos about this subject may help you process what has happened and help you go through the hard process you are now facing. My intention is to make things a little easier, for whatever it is worth, even if it is only a virtual hug through a video. And I dedicate this series of videos to Robert, of Despejando Enigmas, as he very recently lost both his parents. I am with you, and I send you a big hug, my friend. Stay strong out there and enjoy life, be happy. Thank you for watching my video, and thank you for liking and subscribing, and I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Soirou.